Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. We're looking at today's, let's see, February 29th. This is leap year. Kind of neat. It's about 4:15 in the morning. I got to stop going to bed so early. I went to bed around 8:30 because I was really tired and woke up at 2. So I just ate a little breakfast. I'm going to go back to bed in a few minutes. But I wanted to get this out. I was talking to my aunt this evening. I think she's 65. She told me she's going to be 65 this year. So, and we were talking about stuff and about her past marriage and just the history, you know. And she was telling me that how she's thinking about going on a dating site or something. And I was trying to remember about her marriage, which ended about 20 years ago. And I don't know, somewhere along the conversation, I said to her, I said, have you ever really been in love or anything? And she said, I'm sneezing. I'm trying to hit the pause button so you don't hear me sneezing. I also got a sneezing fit. But she had said that, no, she didn't think she'd ever been in love, couldn't remember. And I said, well, didn't you love your husband? Who I have a vague memory of, by the way. And she said she cared for him a great deal, but she never really loved him. She said she married him for money. You know, at least she's honest. I give her credit for that. Maybe that's where I get my sense of directness from. But I think most people in my family on that side of the family are pretty direct. And but she said, you know, she thought he had a lot of money. He did have a lot of money at the time, and that was the reason she'd married him. And she was really honest. You know, we've never even talked about stuff like that before, but. I asked her, I said, oh, well, all the years before and after your marriage, geez, you never went out. She went out on dates and stuff, but she said, you know, she's pretty straight-laced and extremely ambitious and admittedly kind of greedy and always just kind of, money was always king to her. And so, you know, she's got a lot of money now and owns like 3 houses, retired for, you know, after working for the government and I think she lives by herself, but she's got a 3,500 square foot home. And I was just thinking, you know, with all the money she's got and all the property she owns, you know, we don't talk a lot, but whenever we talk, she's a pretty lonely lady, And I was, you know, it just makes you think. I guess that's what I was thinking about when I went to sleep, that, jeez, I mean, you know, I don't know. If I had her money, I think I could be happy. I don't think I'd be lonely either. I don't know. But there's other issues, you know. She's got other issues, you know. She's pretty hard and very uncompromising. Some people might say that about me too, but you know, she's uncompromising when it comes to people. And, you know, she, you know, she only wants to date a certain type of guy, and she only has to, I mean, everything's, everybody's got to be, that's really quite, she's really kind of stuck up, you know, I don't even think she's got that many friends, but I was just thinking, it's pretty, you know, pretty weird, I mean, pretty sad, so I don't have any, I mean, you know, she's rich, but still unhappy. I can say is, I hope I get a chance to be rich. And I'll show you how to be happy with money. People say, oh, you get money, it doesn't make you happy. Sure as hell would make me happy. Just, you know, give me that chance. I ask the universe, you know, just once. I mean, I'd like to be on the other side of it and say to you, okay, I'm rich, filthy rich. I own 4 or 5 houses and I'm not happy. But I don't think that's going to happen, you know, because I'm pretty, I like who I am now. And I don't see why having money would make that anyway. Any worse, I don't know. I'm tired. I'm so tired. I got up at 9 o'clock this morning, yesterday morning, and cleaned my house from top to bottom. I haven't done so in about 5 months. I mean, I've been doing spot cleaning, but I really cleaned it. I mean, I started at 9, and I didn't finish till 4:15. I did not stop for lunch. Man, you know, it's a two-story place, and it's pretty big for one person, but I even scrubbed the light fixtures and then the hand plates and everything. I mean, you know, the wall plates where the lights and the stuff comes out of the wall. I hate vacuuming stairs. God, that's a nightmare. I tell you. You know what? If you have a chance, if you own your own home, and you ever get a chance to take the carpet off the stairs, do it. Life is better without carpet. Trust me. I mean, if they, you know, so most of you may be too young to remember, but in the 70s, we had, you know, wall-to-wall carpeting. That was a big thing, you know. That was a load of crap, you know. I mean, hardwood floors or even laminate is better than carpet, you know. But vacuuming the stairs is just, oh, God, it's horrible. So there you have it. Hey, I got Rosalie here right beside me who wants to say something to everybody. She's trying to talk. She's a cat. God, Rosalie, move. And I know you probably can't make out her purring, but she, you know, whenever I get busy, she wants my attention. So anyway, I wanted to check in with you. Hope you have a good February 29th. And you know, if you haven't been in love, then make it happen, huh? Find somebody nice. Meet somebody nice. Open yourself up so you can find somebody nice. You don't want to be 65 or 70 and never have experienced that. And if you do have a lot of money and you own three houses and you live in a 3,500 square foot home, you damn sure better be happy, okay? Because you're an idiot if you're not. That's it. All right, take care. Have a good day. I'm going back to bed. All right, bye-bye.